Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and started my blog, ClassTechTips.com, in 2012 to help educators find new ideas and great tech-friendly resources. You might be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or maybe we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply are joining in for the first time today. Either way, I'm so glad you're here. My goal is to help make EdTech easier for educators through my books, blog, podcast, and membership site, the Easy EdTech Club. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Quick reminder, this month I'm opening up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. That's right, the doors are closed as I'm recording this episode, but will reopen March 25th to March 31st. Anyone on the waitlist gets something extra special. So head over to classtechtips.com/club to get on the waitlist or send me a message on Instagram at classtechtips and I'll get you all the info. This week's podcast is titled Quick Tips for Keeping Track of Your Professional Goals. Do you have set professional goals you're focused on this month, year, or decade? I'm a big believer in setting goals. One thing I've learned about goal setting, though, is that saying it or thinking it is nice, but not super duper useful, at least not for me. So if you're looking for a way to write down and keep track of your professional goals, here's a favorite strategy. Just as a side note, although today's podcast focus is for professional goal setting for educators like you and me, you could totally tailor this to students. Students of all ages can set goals for the month, year, or decade. You could even use your goal setting page as an example, or try out a goal setting activity I'll link to in the show notes for this episode, along with all of the other resources I talk about today. I've got a few on my site, so I'll link to some student-friendly ones as well, but you could totally tailor this to a group of students. Of course, before you can track your goals, you'll need to identify your professional goals. The goals you have for this calendar year, school year, and beyond are essential to identify and track. So, what are some of your professional goals? Well, they might fit into one of these categories. Organization. For example, trying out a new planner, reviewing current systems, or using online planning tools. Or it could be content expertise, such as reading a professional book, attending a webinar, or a live seminar. Classroom management might be a category you're thinking about. You might want to explore a new strategy, stay consistent with something that's working well already. That could fall into the classroom management category. Or you might be thinking about technology integration. Maybe you're returning to a tool that worked well in the past, or finding a partner in tech to help you explore something new. Relationships and community is another category. Perhaps you're participating in more online discussions or trying out a new newsletter routine to communicate with families. So organization, content expertise, classroom management, technology integration, relationships and community, these could be some of the areas that you're focused on. Now, for any or all of these areas of focus, you can use my free resource with more goal-setting ideas. It's called 12 EdTech Tips for the Most Successful Year Yet, which you'll find linked in the show notes for this episode, or you can locate by going to classtechtips.com/signup, where it gives you a link to my newsletter as well as this special free guide. When it comes to setting professional goals, there isn't a wrong or right answer. It's all about what you would like to accomplish. If you work with a mentor, team, or coach, they might have some guidance or act as a sounding board for your ideas. If you stop by my blog, glasstechtips.com, regularly, or you get my Monday afternoon newsletter in your inbox, you can get it for free at glasstechtips.com/signup, then you already know. I'm a big fan of the Adobe Spark tools and how versatile they can be. It's a tool you can use to curate resources for students and make infographics with your class. The possibilities are endless. I've done some work with the Spark team, and Ben Forda and I even wrote a book, paperback and ebook, with activity ideas. It's called 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into Your Classroom with Adobe Spark. Now, in today's episode, I'll share how you can use Adobe Spark page to keep track of your professional goals this year. It's a website creation tool for making a landing page, but if you are someone who already builds web pages or uses another tool that's similar, maybe you are already using Google Sites or Microsoft Sway, you could actually take this strategy and use it with a Google Doc as well, then totally apply that to an environment that you're comfortable in. As I said, I'm partial to the Spark tools. I think they're super easy to use and great creation tools for kids too. So I'll share steps for creating your very own website, and I'll kind of give a shout out as I'm talking to Spark page. But of course, you can customize this to what you want to create. You can use Spark Page, though, on Chromebook, MacBook, or even download the iOS app for iPads and iPhones. Now, of course, as I mentioned, there's lots of ways to do this, and you don't have to use Spark to set goals this year. I love it as a website building tool, and I think it works really well for this activity. But as I mentioned, you can use Google Sites or Bulb or another online space to do something pretty similar to what I'm talking about in this episode. Let's jump in to keeping track of professional goals. First, let's break down how to build your goal-setting website. If you're using Spark, as I mentioned, the example tool for this episode, you can open up the Spark Page iOS, meaning iPad or iPhone app, or go to Adobe Spark's website. You'll see a big blue button that prompts you to create a project after you've signed in. You'll want to choose the web page option. Then you'll jump into what is essentially a blank canvas. This is where you can add a title, subtitle, and a background image at the top. After you've gotten your title and subtitle and background image out of the way, the plus sign will guide you through adding content to your page. Now, organizing content is totally up to you. You get to make it your own. This tool isn't a professional goal website building tool. It's an open-ended creation tool. And if you read my book, Tasks Before Apps, you know how much I love open-ended creation tools because they're a blank canvas. You could do so many things with them. That's why, as we talk about it today, I'm steering you through some steps and some considerations for keeping track of your professional goals, but you can totally customize it. As you move down the page, you'll find options for adding different kinds of content. The text and photo option lets you add headings, paragraphs, and links to the page. You can type right into Spark Page. If you are writing a lot of text, you may want to work in a Google Doc first, and then copy and paste the text right into Spark Page. So if you have done something already, like you've outlined your professional goals in a conversation with a mentor or a colleague, you can actually copy and paste the text right into Spark Page and have a new way of publishing it and sharing it. The button option, which you'll see in Spark Page, is excellent for linking to content hosted somewhere else. So if one of your goals was to set up a professional Instagram page this year, you could link to it by creating a button. And this is something where you might say, click here to see what I've accomplished on Instagram, and then the button would link to your Instagram profile. There's also a video option, which is an excellent choice if you have a YouTube video you created. Using this option, you essentially embed a YouTube video that includes your work. So if you had created a slideshow and posted it on YouTube, or you have content like that that you want to embed, you could totally do it that way. Now that you have your goal setting site set up, it's time to update your professional goals. The share button at the top of the screen lets you publish your Spark page to a link. This makes it easy to share your professional goals with others. When we keep track of goals, we want to share updates as we progress through this journey too. And so Spark page lets users easily update their websites. All you have to do is press the share button every time you want to share an updated version of your website. So if you make any changes since you initially published your work, you'll see a message with a lightning bolt icon reminding you to update the link. This option lets you update the page to the very same link. So if you already shared your professional goal setting page with a colleague or a mentor, and you go in and you start making changes, like maybe you update it once a week or once a month, well, every time they click on the link, they'll get the newest version. They'll see everything else you added. So it's up to you. You get to decide what your goals are, of course. You get to think about, how am I going to keep track of this progress? Am I going to do a weekly update? Am I going to snap some pictures of my progress of what I'm doing and upload those and add them to my website? Am I going to treat this more like a professional journal where I'm writing in some of my thoughts and how I'm working towards a particular goal? This is a blank canvas, and keeping track of your goals using a strategy like this is totally up to you. If your district or school has a framework, or you are connecting to a certain system, right, or linking out to something, you might use that to help you structure how you present your progress towards your goals, but it's totally up to you. I can't wait to see what you create this year as you keep track of your professional goals. Spark Page is a customizable tool that you can use in lots of ways. For more ideas for student creations, check out my blog post about quick classroom activity ideas with Adobe Spark. I'll make sure to link to it in the show notes for today's episode. You can also go to Spark for Education special page. It's spark.adobe.com/edu, which gives you more Adobe Spark info. If you are on our page for this episode, you'll find some of the links to the resources I mentioned so you can put all of this into action. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, brainstorm and identify your professional goals. Then, set up your web page, maybe using Adobe Spark's website or the Spark Page app. Next, update your page with your professional goals over the course of the school year or the term that you're thinking of. And finally, share your web page and get a link to share that goal with others. Quick reminder, this month I'm opening back up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. That's right, I closed the doors after over 300 educators joined last year, and as I'm recording this episode, I'm getting ready to reopen the doors March 25th to March 31st. Anyone who is on the waitlist, that means you've got your name on the waitlist, and get something extra special. So if you head over to classtechtips.com/club and get on the waitlist, you'll get a special announcement as soon as the doors open up. Of course, you could send me a message on Instagram at classtechtips, and I'll get you all the info. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I'm just about everywhere, even playing around with TikTok. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.